back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. A few minutes past 4 p.m. So I think we have a couple more weeks left in the 2024 DGS Catholic Fish Smackdown, going for the Golden Cod, which, as John Miller from Our Lady of the Pillar pointed out, it just keeps getting bigger and more impressive, doesn't it?
Yes.
And you already have two of them.
We are back to back.
It would look nice right next to it, right?
It would look wonderful, and I like the new trophy.
I'm glad you do. Tell us about Our Lady of the Pillar and specifically the fish fry.
So Our Lady of the Pillar is a Marianist community. We've got a grade school as well. I think Kurt had asked about that. We go JK 3 through 8th grade. We are located in Frontenac, 1 mile north of 64 on Lindbergh, right next to Chaminade High School. Mm-hmm. Our fish fries run from 4:30 to 7:30, all 7 days of Lent. So we're one of the few parishes that actually have fish fry on Good Friday.
Mm.
And it's traditionally one of our busiest ones.
Mm-hmm.
Our menu consists of baked salmon, baked cod, fried shrimp. Those are entrees. And with that, you get two sides. We have tater tots. We have the cheesiest mac in town. Green beans, brown rice, slaw, and a meatless spaghetti.
So, real question. Do you have chefs among your flock, or is it just...
We have 30 to 35 volunteers, kitchen crew, that people have been doing it longer than me.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we started the fish fry in 1993, and several people are in the business.
Okay. That never hurts.
No. So, we've got a commercial kitchen that helps us... produce, we typically sell around 1,000 meals in 3 hours. So it's what I call controlled chaos.
Yeah, Kurt, our chef here, just looked impressed.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Per minute, that's a lot of meals.
Yeah. Let's start with Nick. Nick, let's do some judging here.
Okay, everything was great, so I'm going to start with variety. It's a 9.9. There was so much to offer, and everything was fantastic with all the sides. You said hush puppies are new this year. Am I correct with that?
Crab Rangoon
are also new this year.
Yep.
Sides were all great. I loved that there were three different kinds of fish, and they were all excellent. Go ahead and move that to taste. 9.9. Wow. Everything was fantastic. The baked salmon, I think you said, was your best seller.
Yes.
And I see why. You marinated that, I believe you said. You can really tell a lot of care went into that. And then presentation, 9.8. That was beautiful. I mean, there are so many, literally too many desserts for me to count up in my head right now, plus multiple sides. All looked beautiful, so excellent job all.
Thank you.
I should know this since you're my son, but are you a salmon guy?
I am a salmon guy.
I'm not a salmon guy.
Yeah, I get it.
The only fish I don't like, but I'll try this one.
It's got to be good. It can't be just any old salmon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Georgie.
Salmon's very forgiving. That's why they're so good at the fish fries. There's a lot of fat in there, so you can even overcook it a little bit, and it's still delicious.
Yeah.
You didn't overcook it.
Thank you.
It was delicious. I'll tell you a quick funny story. Last week, after judging, we went to a fish fry. And where did we go? To Our Lady of the Pillar. I had no idea that you guys were going to appear this week. And I hear this voice from behind me, hey, see you next week. And I went, and it's John.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I've already had a preview.
Yeah.
You know, I already knew because I've judged the last 2 years anyway.
What do you go for when you're just there as a customer?
I usually go for the cod. It's kind of the barometer. And John was giving me a hard time. He goes, I can't believe you had the cod again. Why don't you have the salmon? But anyway, the salmon's delicious. The baked cod was great. I mean, this was the cheesiest. It is the cheese. It was like a piece of pizza. You pick it up and it strings. That's the first time I've ever had that with a mac and cheese at a fish fry. The spaghetti, that tomato sauce, as I recall, that was Kevin Colleen's breakdown. He had an entire bowl full last
night.
He couldn't stop eating it. My gosh, crab rangoon had crab in it. I detected actual crab in the crab rangoon. Those desserts were outstanding. There's something called the chocolate stampede, which I will highly recommend. There's two kinds of mousse. There's chocolate shaving. There's chocolate about six ways in that thing. Anyway, it was outstanding. And I'm drinking a margarita, and I could have had some wine. You have a feeling you're going to get some high scores here, sir?
I would hope so.
Presentation 10. You guys did a great job in there. I don't throw out too many 10s, but I did this time, and I will for variety and taste, 9.9. Two 10s and a 9.9.
Awesome.
That might be as high as I ever have gone.
Man, you're wasted, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. He knows the way to my heart.
You're real drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
You're crab rangoon drunk.
It is happy hour.
And the chef and owner of Izumi, Kurt Bellin. Kurt, what do you think?
Yes, it was really great. I have really high scores for variety. 9.6 on that for sure. I mean, there are seven different Desserts, about 8 different entrees, it seemed like.
4 entrees and a bunch of sides.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, having the baked salmon on there, that's a game changer. So really gone the variety. Taste was really great. Had the crab rangoon, and they were a nice in-house made rangoon that's nice and fried up. And so taste is 9.4. And then presentation is a nice 9.2, just to temper things just a little bit. But it was just it was a really outstanding meal made by very caring professionals.
Very good.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Andrew, do you need a while to do the working up?
Give me like 30 seconds.
Okay. No problem. We give you 30 seconds.
He's got an abacus this week.
George, what's on your tap for St. Louis Magazine?
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Did anybody tell you guys that?
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy, and that's not one that I generally get too involved with, but everybody else does.
Yeah.
But,
why don't you?
It's just too much of a good thing. Yeah. I've got my margarita right here, this green margarita, and that's about as close as I'm gonna get. No, I used to do that when I was younger, but I don't anymore. But I still do the corned beef and cabbage thing though. And it's my wife's mom's recipe, and it's really, really good. But it's you boil it, and then she puts a sauce on it that's got brown sugar, orange juice,
yeah,
a lot of Irish whiskey, and it gets kind of sticky. You bake it off at the end, and you get this kind of sticky sauce, which is just addicting. It's probably horrible for you, but it's the best.
I know that we're like
had.
The number 2 or 3 Mardi Gras town. We got to be pretty close for St. Patrick's Day.
I think we were 7th. Is what I read. That's, and I don't know what they based that on, but I saw a 7. So
yeah,
not bad. Not bad at all.
What's your most recent Ask George about?
It was about, I asked everybody what their favorite St. Patrick's Day food was. And, you know, a lot of corned beef and cabbage. We got, you know, some guys, he said, hey, go out to 2 Shamrocks on Highway K. They've got Reuben egg rolls and great Irish potato soup. This is why I ask chefs this, because you come
Reuben
up with
egg rolls.
With all this crazy stuff. Gallagher's in Waterloo is having some incredible Irish eats thing this weekend.
Yeah.
Didn't know anything about it. You know, 6 or 7 Irish items. You know, it's real. You know, the point that I was making was a lot of Irish places in town, but they don't serve a lot of traditional Irish food.
Yeah.
You'll get a bangers and mash here and a shepherd's pie there, but there aren't a lot of places that serve the boxties and the Calcannons and the different stews and things you can get. So I kind of put in a plea for, hey, let's go Irish places. You know, amp it up a little bit. We're ready for some good traditional Irish food.
So, Kurt, being of Japanese descent and being a frequent visitor to Japan, what would, one, just Japanese people and Japanese chefs make of, like, a St. Louis fish fry?
They would probably really enjoy the atmosphere because definitely community events, these different festivals are a big thing in any local community. And I think the best part of any good fish fry is just the sense of community and just the grouping of people in an area to a common cause. And so, you know, if you just transported an average Japanese person to a St. Louis, South St. Louis fish fry, they would be right at home, I think, with the atmosphere and just the camaraderie.
Is
just
fried fish a big thing over there?
Yeah, I mean, tempura was really great. You know, sushi gets all the attention, if you will. But I mean, when it comes to tempura, like it's just a really great example of fried fish that's been adopted in a lot of different ways indirectly in America too.
And so, I'm shocked about how easy it is to make tempura and how few ingredients there are.
Oh yeah,
it's like it looks like this magic shell, and it's really not. There's 4 ingredients in it, apparently, my friend tells me, and one of them's vodka and not club soda, which a lot of people put in there.
Dude, we need to have a talk when we're through with this segment. Yeah. It's all alcohol for you.
You're going to send me to Betty Ford?
We're going to have in fact, this is an intervention.
It's been discussed. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to give you the golden cod, and then we're going to take you somewhere with really nice people.
30 days for George.
Yeah. Andrew, how are we looking?
We're at 87.9. Now, I believe that puts them right up there with ICD. I'm not 100% sure who's higher, but 87.9.
Okay, so we're neck and neck. Okay, excellent. John, one more time, if people want to try this great food from Pillar, what do they do?
401 South Lindbergh, right next to Chaminade High School, 4:30 to 7:30 every Friday, including Good Friday.
Excellent. Thank you, John. We appreciate
it.
Thank you, ladies. We appreciate it every
year.
Thank
you, judges.
Thank you.
421 DGS, happy Friday to you. Going to be an absolutely gorgeous weekend. So are you going to a fish fry after this, too?
I am. I don't know where, though. We're 3 for 3, though. And everybody goes, really? You judge a fish fry and then you go out for fish? I go, yeah, that's what kind of Catholic I am.
When I was a kid, every Friday was the same. And we would go to...
Fish sticks?
Yeah, we'd go to the American Legion for their fish fry. Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Very much like this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we went every single Friday of my life. No complaints.
Wow. So you had the same meal every Friday.
Yep. Yep. Every single time. And then we'd go across the street to Mrs. Siebold's, get a gooey butter cake, go home. My mom and dad would play Hearts with the Clockingays. I would watch Fonzie or whatever it was. It was a great childhood.
Life is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Life is good.
I miss those simple times.
What was your childhood like growing up food-wise? How did you get into this?
You know what? I was the pickiest eater around.
Really?
I hated everything, and my mom was... I'm surprised she didn't strangle me, and she... The family joke... I love breakfast cereal, though, especially the sugared stuff, obviously.
Okay.
And she said, I believe you were 21 years old when you finally weaned yourself off Trix cereal. And that's kind of the standing joke, and it's funny that... And my mom, it's just... I can't believe you ended up in the food business because you were such a pain in the butt.
Wow.
And I just wouldn't eat anything, anything green, no. Peas, absolutely not. Everybody pushes peas around the plate.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Well, I pushed them into my napkin, right?
Mm,
and
smart.
Then I'd excuse myself and go, into the toilet.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I thought that worked for a long, long time. And one night I was standing in there and I just kind of dumped them in and I was getting ready to hit flush and my dad comes in and sees the peas in the bowl.
How'd that go?
That didn't go well.
Yeah.
But
that was my move too. That's why I have such big cheeks. I would fill my cheeks like a chipmunk, and I'd go to the department room. Yeah, yeah. And I'd go to the bathroom.
They didn't catch on to that at all.
Yeah.
No. So, but yeah, then I end up, getting into the restaurant business in college and never getting out of it. And that was the whole family joke. It's like,
what
he's an econ major,
other than sugar cereal, what did you live on?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Man, you were. Difficult.
Fried bologna sandwiches until one day, and this happens to a lot of people, one day I got sick eating fried bologna, and I haven't had a piece of bologna since, mm-hmm. And that was 50 years ago, right? Because, you get, it's like people have a yeah. tequila drink, and they go, no, I can't touch this stuff, because that was kind of nasty, so... Yeah, but
people our age. So, what is your lineage, national background?
French and Irish.
Okay,
and German.
Did it play into the food you ate at all?
Not at all. My mom was a really good cook. I just didn't know that. I didn't get it. My grandmother was a great cook, but I did hang around in the kitchen, so I did observe some of this, and by osmosis, I picked it up. But really, I learned all that I really knew from the chefs that I hung out with in the restaurant. These guys were. And I didn't realize it at the time, they're all Culinary Institute of America grads, which is the Harvard of culinary schools up in Hyde Park, New York. These guys were, I didn't realize it, but it was like I was working with superstars my whole life. And just hanging out with them, you pick a lot of things up and people go, man, you're a good cook. Did you ever, go to cooking school? I go, no, I just paid attention.
Was your, as a young man, was it sort of Anthony Bourdain-ish being in those kitchens? Did you really relate to that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was very, very accurate, and maybe even, I would say, more so, but yeah, this was 70s and 80s. Need I tell you what people were doing in the 70s and 80s?
Right.
Late nights, a lot of ingested things, and that's just the way that it was. And, people that have worked in a restaurant, I mean, they all understand it, because you get off at 9 or 10 o'clock, you're up like a $5 watch, man. You are, and it's just like, okay, what am I going to do? And you start, drinking, or you start doing things, and that's how a lot of people get into a lot of trouble. But, I worked an event, actually, one of those underground dinner events. I actually played, I was a server. I was a waiter for this thing. And this was maybe 10 or 15 years ago. It brought me right back. I got finished with it, and I was just buzzing. And I went, I pounded a couple cocktails right in about 5 minutes. Yeah. And I went, here we go. I see how this happens.
See how it happens.
So
I bet you were a good server.
I was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paid a lot of attention. And, I even watched when people were right-handed or left-handed, and I'd place the cups and things accordingly.
I bet you were a good expediter too.
Yeah, I was, and that's the position that you want in a restaurant. If you really want to be, you're the traffic cop. It all revolves around you.
Were you a yeller at all?
I was when I was younger. I was kind of a bit of a taskmaster. They said, you know, my
don't piss off me.
Yeah, my workers said, you know, we didn't like you, but we respected you.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I had 125 employees, and I wasn't that much older than they were, so I had to kind of be a jerk at points in time.
And did you?
I gave that up.
Have a mentor that was Gordon Ramsay-ish as well?
Yeah, one of my GMs was he knew everything. He was just the consummate cool dude. He would yell he wouldn't yell. He would go into the freezer, you know, not the walk-in. But he'd go one step further and go into the walk-in freezer and scream at the top of his lungs and come back, and he was perfectly fine. Just wow. Let it all out in there where literally nobody could hear it.
Dave does that with the studios here.
I do.
Do you really?
No.
But anyway, that was, I never resorted to that, but I respected the guy for doing that. And he got out of the business and he became a balloon pilot. I thought, you know,
jeez,
what?
That's
how
awesome.
Nice, you know, just like floating around. And he was the.
Is it less yelly these days, I would imagine?
Yes, what?
It's less yelly.
It's there's almost no yelling.
Yeah,
it just doesn't
people
happen.
People won't put up with it,
they
right?
They don't put up with it, and the, you know, pots and pans throwing and people yelling at people and that old kind of old school. Rah, rah, rah. No, it just doesn't happen, and that's the hardest part of being a restaurant manager and a chef is learning how to deal with everybody. And Dave Glover can be talked to this way, but Rachel is a totally different animal, and mm-hmm. you've got to know how to do it or you'll piss somebody off, and all of a sudden, like, the guy will walk out and you really won't know why. You really
am I making it difficult. Did you work at Riddell's?
I did not.
Boy, that was one of my favorite places.
It was a great place.
Miss that place.
Yeah, yeah. There's I worked at a whole bunch of places, and the one that was the most exciting was that one in Columbia where, and I've talked to Rachel about this. There was I had scads of employees. And it was just mayhem, and it was like an upgraded, Houlihan's basically. It was mm-hmm. Houlihan's two steps up, if you can kind of mm-hmm. put that mm-hmm. where it was, but. You know, lots of 150, 200 seats and a lot of employees and a lot of, obviously, Columbia, you know, smart kids, you know, graduate students and really smart people. Yeah, Claire McCaskill was a server, one of my servers. And I get, you know, I impress people with that until I tell them that Brad Pitt was one of the busboys.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Same time?
No, I don't think it was the same time.
They didn't overlap?
No, Brad the busboy. You remember Brad the busboy? I go, yeah, I remember. He wasn't a very good busboy.
Wow.
You know, and he was just kind of quiet guy. He was a journalism major from Springfield, Missouri, and just kind of this quiet young guy, and he did okay, though.
That is cool. Thank you, Georgie.
That Brad guy.
Enjoy your fish fry.
Thank you.